Universal credit delivers claim and misery, and will cost more than it saves. Fight for livable benefits. We'll support and decent jobs. Karen Seymour, Mansfield Socialist Party. The government's flagship welfare reform, universal credit, has been well and truly savaged by the National Audit Office. It says the £1.9 billion scheme is a disaster for claimants, and will end up costing far more than it saves. Rolling six working age benefits into one, universal credit was sold as a way of making the system fairer. Its real aims are to slash spending on welfare, and to punish those seen as not doing enough to find employment. Evidence is mounting that universal credit causes real hardship through delays to payments, cuts to support, evictions and an even more inhumane sanctions regime, which will now pressure part-time workers to find more hours. The National Audit Office says the government is never likely to know whether its aim of getting 200,000 more people into work will be realized. In my view, as a welfare rights advisor, universal credit is deliberately designed to wear people down. Depression cases will rise even further among claimants as they desperately try to free themselves from a system dubbed the lobster pot. One claimant told the BBC, "It drove me to depression as I had never needed anything like that in the past. I felt helpless and worthless. It would appear to me that universal credit is designed to be very difficult and give people as little as possible." The National Audit Office thinks there have been too many changes to job centers and working practices for universal credit to be scrapped. Rubbish. Stop it immediately, and replace with a system of livable benefits and proper support to find employment, without compulsion. Labor must call for this instead of bemoaning how bad the system is. There must also be an end to the persecution and demonization of welfare claimants, who are victims of a capitalist regime only interested in looking after the 1%. The Socialist Party fights to replace universal credit with livable benefits, proper support to find work without compulsion and decent jobs with an immediate £10 an hour minimum wage.